Hi everyone, welcome back to the Scrooping Unhappy podcast, the place to build winning habits and achieve your goals without sacrificing life. I'm Zuzana Mukumai, a coach who walks the same path as you, becoming productive with strong winning habits that achieve goals and fulfillment in entrepreneurship, fitness, and life. Welcome to the next Scrooping Unread episode. Raise your hand if distraction gets in your way. We live in a world of distractions and cheap pleasures. And, you know, hand on heart, we all get distracted. Does this sound familiar? Finding yourself scrolling on LinkedIn instead of working on the important task. Checking your email for the 178th time in 1 hour. Or binge-watching Orange is New Black on Netflix. These are habits, sometimes even addictions, that we have developed over time, and they provide us short-term comfort. It feels so good to get that instant dopamine hit from checking a notification, watching a show on Netflix, and this is a natural tendency. Naturally, we seek pleasure and we try to avoid pain. But what if the answer in achieving long-lasting success and real accomplishment was in embracing pain? In today's episode, I want to share one of my key insights from the book Dopamine Nation, Finding Balance in the Age of Indulgence by Anna Lemke. Anna Lemke is an American psychiatrist, author, and professor who specializes in addiction medicine. Maybe you heard her on some of the more famous podcasts like The Diary of CEO or The Huberman Lab. And the book was great. I really recommend it. And today I am just going to focus on one thing that I took away. I'm going to focus on how intentionally doing hard things can be the key to our longer lasting success when we achieve our goals that matter to us. The gratification in this world is everywhere. Everywhere you look, you can get some cheap pleasure. And by the way, I love the phrase and I think I'm keeping it, so you might hear me using it in the future. If I would have to count how many times I got distracted preparing this podcast episode, how many times I check my email, WhatsApp, or the new release of the book by Gretchen Rubin, which I need to get, by the way, and maybe you will hear about it in the next Scrooping Unread segment. But my bottom line here is I'm not perfect. I'm a human like you and basically every other person in the world who gets distracted. That's why I find this book so useful, because it explains how our brain processes pleasure and pain, the relationship between them, and how we can use knowing this to be more productive, get less distracted, and build habits that actually serve us. Lemke explains that our brain processes pleasure and pain in the same place, and there is a subtle balance between the two. Imagine it as a balance scale. On one side, there is pleasure, what makes us feel good, and on the other side is pain, what doesn't make us feel good. So when we give into a pleasure, the scale goes down on the pleasure side, but then the automatic response of our brain is to achieve homeostasis, to achieve the balance. And how do you do that? You have to put something on the other side of the scale, which is pain. So when we give into quick pleasure, automatically our brain and body wants to counteract it with pain. And that's why we feel guilty or dissatisfied when we give into some pleasure that is cheap. Lemke, she uses this analogy of gremlins. Imagine you do something pleasurable. You eat that cake, you watch that Netflix, you get the glass of wine, and the scale is on the pleasure side. Now, if the pleasure was small, a few gremlins jump on the pain side of the scale. If you just indulge in a major binge, you will get army of gremlins jumping on the scale, and you will feel so bad after that. What is really interesting now that we live in something no humankind experienced before. There are pleasures everywhere. It's so easy to give in. In the past, when we wanted to experience some pleasure, we would have to put effort in it. We would have to bake the cake if we wanted to. Now, we can just swipe our card and get the cake immediately. Lemke said this in the book, and let me read this quote because I think it's so important. Science teaches us that every pleasure exacts a price, and the pain that follows is longer lasting and more intense than the pleasure that gave rise to it. Knowing how pleasure and pain work and what it does to us, what can we do now? I am getting to that takeaway, which is so important if we are interested in long-lasting success and achieving our goals. So here is the twist. If we intentionally choose discomfort, or in other words, pain, we may experience more lasting pleasure. When we do hard things, the dopamine is released after the effort we put in, and the effort reward pathway is activated. That's how our brain was naturally designed. We get our dopamine, the feeling good, after putting in the effort. And that's not the case with the instant gratification, right? That's the disadvantage of living in the age we are living in. We have access to all these. So naturally, the dopamine would be released after the effort. And that's how it lasts longer. This is the natural way how to create the good feelings. Because again, the balance scale is in the play. We press on the side of pain by doing something uncomfortable or doing something hard, and then our brain reacts by pressing on the pleasure side. I mean, who didn't experience this, right? Remember when you went to work out or you went for a run and you did not feel like it? It was painful, but then we feel so good after doing it, isn't it? Or have you ever done that task you were postponing? It felt so hard. Or that difficult presentation, the public speaking, anything that is hard and contributes to our longer term goal eventually feels good because we get the dopamine after exerting the effort. And this is what really drives the long term success. In these instances, when we do hard things, our dopamine, our feeling good, is tied to real achievement. It's not the fake thing. It's not the fake good feeling we get from engaging in the cheap pleasure. So imagine what would happen if you start being intentional about doing hard things. Instead of caving in into the cheap, easily accessible pleasure, if you would be intentional about doing the hard things in business, in fitness, in whatever is important to you, because this is how you can bring more satisfaction, more accomplishment, fulfillment that actually help you to achieve your goals. And this gets easier. As we start doing hard things, we get used to it. Today I went for a run. It's April when I'm recording this episode, and it's been 3 months I have been running, training again. And I realized that it took 3 months when running feels easier. So it gets easier doing hard things. And as a reward, you will experience the longer lasting good feeling. And the good thing here is if we do these hard things, it will take us to our goals. Because getting to our goals require getting out of the comfort zone, doing hard things. That's how we do it, isn't it? And when we press on the pain side of the scale, we have to be careful. We have to find the good balance, because too much pain can also lead to overconsumption that is destructive. Because after all, we can get addicted to anything. We can get addicted to exercise. We can get addicted to work. So this is a subtle thing here, what we have to do to find that balance between how much pain, how many hard things to do. So just small note here, be careful with that. But if you are after long-term success, I believe, and this is something what I'm really taking from the book and I have seen it in my life, that the answer is not in avoiding pain. The answer is not in procrastinating by giving in to the cheap, easy ways to get our dopamine. But the key is in training ourselves to do the hard things. And that's how we achieve our goals. We build our resilience, we rewire our brains for success and deeper rewards. And it's more sustainable. So the action for you, in addition to reading the book, if this sounds interesting, and it was a good one, I really recommend it. Try to think what cheap pleasures are you giving in now? Is that something you want to change? What would be the hard things you can start doing that contributes to your goal? I always love hearing from you, so please let me know. Email me on zuzana@zuzanamukumai.com or DM me on LinkedIn and let me know what are the pleasures you were giving in, what hard things you want to start doing. And remember, I'm in the same boat. I get distracted. I give in to cheap pleasures as well, and it's work in progress. And a small disclaimer in the end. As I said, I was sharing one of my key insights from the book Dopamine Nation by Anna Lemke, but this was not meant to be a comprehensive book review, and it's my interpretation, and I try to do my best to stay true to what she shared in her book, but there might be some inaccuracies or my own thoughts mixed in. So if you really want to dig deeper, if this book sounds interesting, if you want to learn more about dopamine, the relationship between pain and pleasure, or addiction, she uses lots of great real-life examples in the books, and I always recommend checking out the book for yourself. Thanks so much for tuning in to Screw Being Unhappy. Remember, the highs and the lows are part of this journey, and I am right here in your corner. You can build consistent habits, achieve your goals, and still have time for what matters most. Now, let's take action. One good tweak at a time. I'll talk to you soon.